Papa, who wakes up tired in the dark.
Your abuelito is dead,
Papa says, early one morning in my room.
Está muerto.
And then, as if he just heard the news himself, crumples like a coat and cries. My brave Papa cries. I have never seen my Papa cry and don't know what to do. I know he will have to go away, that he will take a plane to Mexico. All the uncles and aunts will be there, and they will have a black and white photo taken in front of the tomb with flowers shaped like spears and a white face, because this is how they send the dead away in that country. Because I am the oldest, my father has told me first, and now it is my turn to tell the others. I will have to explain why we can't play. I will have to tell them to be quiet today. My papa, his thick hands and thick shoes, who wakes up tired in the dark, who combs his hair with water, drinks his coffee, and is gone before we wake, today is sitting on my bed. And I think my own papa died. What would I do? I hold my papa in my arms. I hold and hold and hold him.
Born bad. Most likely I will go to hell, and most likely I deserve to be there. My mother says I was born on an evil day and prays for me. Lucy and Rachel pray too, for ourselves and for each other, because of what we did.